The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Friday, it's September the 14th, and we've got two of my really good friends with us today, Kathy Barton and Dave Pera.
Good to have you again.
Yeah. Yeah. You just got off of the riverboat, didn't you?
Well, yeah, earlier in the month. The month has just flown by. Yeah. Tempest Fugit. But yeah, we're on the Queen of the Mississippi, brand new riverboat launched this year. We are actually on the christening cruise. Never been present for the christening of a boat before.
So when you do the riverboat cruises, you're entertaining the entire time?
Well, no, and they actually have some other entertainment on board as well. But we did, for that boat, we did two evening concerts.
Yeah.
And it was great fun. We had a lot of friends of ours that were also fellow musicians from California. Yeah. And so they joined us on our set for a couple of numbers, and it that was just great.
There are times, when we're not entertaining.
Yeah, I can't imagine that. Just being around you is entertaining. But what sounds so your music is just perfect for the riverboat.
I think it's a good fit. It seems like we know tons of river songs. That's one of our favorite subjects. So yeah.
Now, if you want to hear Kathy and Dave tomorrow and Sunday, Saturday and Sunday, you're going to be performing at the Boone County Heritage. Boone County Heritage Festival. Uh-huh. And how many sets will you be doing?
I think we're just doing one each afternoon. Okay. I think that's what it is.
Okay. But tomorrow and Sunday you can see Kathy and Dave and Percy. Are you going to sing tomorrow?
Probably.
Yes.
Probably. Okay. But I mean, it's a great festival because there's a lot of neat crafts things there. There's usually some Lewis and Clark themed things there.
Right.
It's fun.
And Kathy and Dave will be there. This is the first time you have sung this song for us.
It's a song called Blow Your Whistle Freight Train from a duo called the Delmore Brothers that were Grand Ole Opry stars in the 30s and 40s. And and became friends with Grandpa and Ramona
Jones.
And we did this song because we found ourselves playing for a historic steam train in Alamosa, Colorado. So we had to learn a whole bunch of train songs.
This is a train song, not a boat song.
That's right.
That's true. Alton Delmore, though, liked songs about traveling and, he just liked traveling songs.
But for some reason, when I was listening to you as we were rehearsing, I saw you singing this on a boat.
Well, the Delmores did a lot of songs about steamboats.
Okay.
Yeah. And we have done some of those, so that's probably a good correlation you made because you probably
Happy on the Mississippi Shore,
that's right.
Okay. Southern
that's
right. Moon.
So will you do it for us right now?
Yes.
We will.
Okay, and then you can hear them do it live tomorrow at the Boone County Heritage Festival.
Okay, thanks.
It's Kathy and Dave, take it.
Blow your whistle, freight train, take me on down the line. Blow your whistle, Lady T, got rambling on my mind. That old freight train's moving along to Nashville. All the charm that is a charm for me makes me think of good old Boomer days gone by. Makes me feel so lonely, don't you see? Blow your whistle, freight train, take me on down the line. Blow your whistle, let it be. Got rambling on my mind. Mm-hmm. got a feeling that I want to ramble. Still I know that that can never be. Guess I'll have to listen to that old smokestack singing out that lonely song for me. Oh, you whistle freight train, take me on down the line. Take me on down the line. Blow your whistle, lady, got rambling on my mind.
Oh, that's good. Kathy Barton and Dave Parra. I like that. I like that song a lot.
It feels good to sing that on the radio. That's pretty much how most people would have experienced the Delmores, because they were before television.
Yeah, you know, listening to them on the radio. Mm-hmm. Were they were on the Grand Ole Opry, too?
Yes.
Yeah, in the late 30s and 40s.
Yeah.
Sang with Grandpa and Merle Travis and the Browns Ferry Four Gospel Quartet.
So I'm glad that we were able to do that today. And Kathy Barton and Dave Parra will be appearing tomorrow at the Boone County Heritage Festival. And you'll also have CDs available tomorrow.
Of course.
If you want their music, go out tomorrow. And online, what can they do? What's their website?
It's www.bartonparra.com. They can check it out there.
And you can get your CDs online. Can you get them online?
You can order them. I haven't worked out the pay credit card thing yet.
Okay, so you can
order them. My brother's supposed to do that, and he hasn't gotten around to it.
Okay.
But he's not listening, so I can tell
him. That's right. He's
and, you don't know. He could be listening online.
He could be. I could call him up now and tell him.
And all of your appearances are on your website also, aren't they?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Hey, listen, we're out of time, but could you just give us the instrumental version of that tune?
Sure.
As you're doing that, we'll tell you that Monday we've got Columbia Art League on and Recycling News. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And don't forget Kathy and Dave tomorrow at the Boone County Heritage Festival. You got 30 seconds to play out.